It is Dan Morgan, Neil Ackerton and Sean Rogers with another review talking point. And we're here to have a little chat about Manchester City. Quite a lot of discussion around the current reigning Premier League European champions, Sean. What sort of nick they're in, what sort of projections people think is in the pipeline for this City side this season, how good they actually are. I mean, we can start from the very top, really. I think what we're looking at with them this season is a bit of a different identity, and that is a little bit post-Gundogan and also to do with the De Bruyne injury. But I had a feeling with them, I don't know about you, around four games in, that this might be a side which goes on to get another century of points. That notion has been questioned quite a bit recently, and it does sort of bear out, doesn't it, when you look at both the personnel, the available personnel, and also the sort of difference in numbers from four games onwards. Is that fair to say?
I think so, yeah. I'm along the same lines there. Obviously in the summer they lose Gundogan, they decide to lose Cole Palmer, more of a squad player. Mahrez probably a bit understated in terms of losing him for as many tactical reasons as what Mahrez did himself as an individual in Laporte. And obviously we all know they replaced that with Doku, Guardiola, Nunes and Kovacic. Not quite direct players, like for like. You know, Doku probably prefers operating on the left, but it's a winger for a winger and some ball carriers and runners rather than the more sort of ball-orientated players in Cole Palmer and Gundogan. Like you say, the first four games of the season, I agree. You were thinking to yourself, well, this could be a century of points and go and do it again. In the summer, I was thinking, I wonder if this squad has just gone to the well a bit too much. And I'm not, and we'll see how the season plays out. But a part of me just wondered through the spine, Diaz, Rodri, Kevin De Bruyne, even Haaland, to a lesser extent Haaland, but there's a number of players in there, Bernardo Silva being one as well, that you thought you wouldn't be surprised if they have muscular problems, muscular injuries, a bit of a problematic season. And then you're relying on some of the newer signings and some of the younger players they've got to then fill that void, like your Alvarez's, Phil Foden has had a funny couple of years really, which is fine for a young player and to be expected. And can they step in and match that level of consistency? And I never thought the wheels would fall off or anything. I always felt that they'd be defensively very robust. I think it goes under the radar just how brilliant their defensive numbers have been